Well, it's our weekly visit with Bertram Financial. We're going to talk with the retirement planning expert and author, Michelle Bertram. Michelle helps you create your dream retirement using their dream retirement process. Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm good. It's nice and feeling like spring now.
Oh, isn't it? Kids outside yesterday, running around with the dogs, all that kind of good stuff?
Yep, a little bit. And I will say now that last weekend, I was like, hey, hockey season's almost an end. How can that be when it's cold and snowy? But the warm weather makes it feel a little bit more like it's ready for spring.
So. Oh, for sure. Well, speaking of being ready, folks need to be ready with their generational wealth. You have a noon newsletter. What can you share? How often that comes out? And some things on there, Michelle.
Yeah, so we just usually share a newsletter once a month. And this newsletter that we had just posted last week is about creating multi-generational wealth. And so what we've done is taken different generations or ages and kind of hit on some key points for each of those. And so, kind of talking about starting on tracking spending and automating savings down to when do you need to start looking for long-term care and how to then protect your assets, because different generations have different considerations, right? Things that we need to be thinking about. And so I love it because it's something to spark conversation within families. I think that sometimes we tend to not talk about money, where there's times where the older generations do have some wisdom we could share and pass that on to kids and grandkids. And so, and vice versa, a lot of times younger, you might be taking care of or helping with your parents. The roles sometimes reverse, right, where the kids now become the helpers to the parents. And so regardless on what generation you're in, there's some tips for you, but also for the other generations above or below you, things that you need to be thinking about and doing. And so we, again, just published that. It's on our website. You can go to creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Again, creatingyourdreamretirement.com. Right under the videos there, you can click to open our latest newsletter about multi-generational wealth. And I would just encourage you to read the different tips for different ages, the ones that you're in, the ones that maybe children or parents are in, and make sure that you're kind of covering all those things. And if you have questions, of course, we're always here to help you, how to help your family members. But it'll at least give you some talking points and make sure you're on track with what you should be doing in each generation. And so when you sign up there too, you'll also get any of our other updates. I know on Thursday we have a message coming out of kind of what's in the news. There's quite a bit in the news right now. And so talking about some of the Social Security updates, tax reform or tax agenda updates, things like that. And that will be coming out Thursday. So if you go to our creatingyourdreamretirement.com again, sign up for the multi-generational newsletter, can view the different tips for different ages, and then make sure you sign up so you receive all our other tips, including the what's in the news email that will be coming out later this week.
That sounds wonderful. You probably have noticed the entire generation of boomers, they're starting to get older and pass. There's going to be quite the generational wealth drop down for the next 15, 20 years, would you think?
Yes, there's a huge amount from the silent generation and the boomers. It's going to be the largest wealth transfer that we've ever saw. So you're hitting the nail on the head. And of course, if you're in those generations or even the generations below, the question is you want to make sure that's done is as efficiently and tax efficiently as possible so that the wealth is being transferred to who you want it to be transferred to, right? Because I always kind of joke and say everyone has three beneficiaries, your family, your kids, whoever you're choosing, the IRS, and charity. And it really comes down to how you're planned on who gets the highest portion. So, yes, with that big generational wealth transfer, it's important to make sure that things are set up correctly so that it transfers in the right way.
And even if you're younger, you never know what's going to happen. You should always have your house in order, right?
Well, that is true. I have talked about this a lot in the last couple weeks for some reason when you're doing different estate work with clients. But a couple years ago when I was heading to Haiti, Asa, who was 9 at the time, asked me every day to make sure that I had things in order so that he would be able to live in the house and who would be able to take care of him if something happened to me, which I think is interesting for a 9-year-old to think about. But no matter what, it is important to have those things taken care of. And planned out.
It certainly is. Be sure to connect with Michelle. Check out all their blogs and free resources at creatingyourdreamretirement.com or by calling 608-987-1511. Great talking with Michelle. You and the kids and the dogs have a great time in this beautiful weather, and we'll chat with you next Tuesday, okay?
Sounds good. Have a good day.
I will. You too. Thank you. That's Michelle Bertram, Bertram Financial. This is Big FM 93.7.